Phantom Pains by Aileen Santiago. On a hot day in March, I said goodbye to my left foot and promised I would write and send word by airmail. My right foot stepped into the cold waiting on the other side and steeled itself for the hard work to validate the goodbye. My right foot bore my weight as I planted posts to rest on. It hopped from North York to Scarborough to Markham and back again while I sweated, cried, and grunted. I always admired my right foot. It teetered at times and wavered at the knee, yet still stood strong. I felt proud, and others smiled, because my right foot fit nicely into its winter boot and summer sneaker. But when I finally took time to look behind me at an old quiet ache, I was surprised to find my left foot had actually followed and had been there all along.